The following is a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting. It's time for To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital. A weekly visit with the healthcare professionals at Rush Memorial to introduce you to the employees and the various programs at the hospital. And now, your host, Mary Frances Friedel.
Good morning. We are here today with Debbie Meek, who is the HR Recruitment and Employment Specialist at Rush Memorial Hospital. It's Debbie's job to help us find good people to hire, and she's here today to talk about the RMH hiring process. Thank you so much for coming today.
Well, you are so welcome, and thank you for asking me. I appreciate it.
When I ask people, because I do in my job a lot of the times, what they like most about working at the hospital, invariably, they mention two things. One is they like working close to home, and then the other is their coworkers or the family atmosphere that we have at the hospital. What do you think makes people give that last response? Why do people love being with their coworkers, and why do they feel like it's such a family at the hospital?
Well, you know, Mary Frances, we have worked several years now with the thought of, we know the culture that we want. We know what is important for our families and our patients and those who come in our doors. We want them to know we are professional and we are there to take care of them. That's the bottom line. That's what we're there for. And so in doing that, we know we want a culture that shows that, that brings that to people. And so we're looking for those people. It's important. It's always important that they have their qualifications, that an RN is legitimately an RN. In the end, we also need them to fit in with our culture, and we need them to have what is important to be an RMH team member.
So how in the world can you possibly screen for that?
Our leaders took a look at everything that we wanted to do, and we brought on a tracking system for applications, and it had not only all the legits that you had to have to hire somebody, but it also came with an assessment. And we were super excited about that because the assessment tells you so many things about a person. And I've taken the assessment myself, so it's kind of crazy to look at it and see it. It's not dead on center all the time right, but it will give you an overall of if they're going to be a good team member, if they're going to be dedicated, if they're open to learning. It will tell you all of that as they have taken that assessment. And so we look at all of that as we're moving applications through our process, and we're looking, and I meet with leaders regularly. It's called an intake session, and I sit down with them and I say, you know, you've got this position open. What are you looking for? What do you need? And they'll need maybe somebody who's dedicated and somebody who's open to learning, because they've got a lot of stuff coming down the road that their whole team's going to have to learn something new. So I'm going to look for that person in their assessments. I'm going to look for the person that's qualified, but I'm also going to look for the person that has what that team needs. Overall, we're looking for people that's going to fit our RMH culture, the family, working together, being part of a team, not being just working alone and be my soul, I'm the boss type person. So we're always looking for that person that's going to fit in with our culture and be part of our family, be part of our team.
Well, I used to joke when I first came to the hospital that the HR department had some sort of a nice detector, you know, kind of like the metal detector at the airport, but it was for niceness.
We do. Of course, we have to fill positions. We're looking to fill positions. We have positions open today that we would love to fill. But we want people that's going to stay long term with us. The assessment will tell you a piece of that. And if that means we have to wait for the right person, although we don't want to make our employees be working extra hard, they totally understand too, because they want that person that they hire to fit. So it's really hard if you get somebody that comes in and doesn't fit, and then they don't stay, and then you have to start that process over. So we're willing to wait. Our leaders are willing to wait just for that right person. And the applicant assessment helps us with that a lot.
So when you first started using this assessment tool, did you notice a difference when you were giving orientations?
I didn't right off. My leader, Brian Bain, kind of amazing forthright with him, but he kept saying, hold on, just hold on, give this time. He kept telling our leaders, give this time, just take it for what it is and give it time. So we did. We went probably two or three orientations into it. And I know you and I were having a conversation, but we had an orientation one day and it was the craziest thing, and I can't explain it to anybody, but all of these people, there was probably a dozen people in the orientation that day, and they all meshed. They all matched. It was like they knew each other. They were talking to each other, all of them. It was not just one. And they were laughing, and they were helping each other find apartments and babysitters and all of this all throughout my orientation. And they just all became so much friends from that. And so I went back to Brian that day and I was like, I said, I can't explain. I just can't explain it. But this was the craziest orientation I've ever been in. You always had somebody that liked each other or whatever, but not the whole room. It was almost like they were friends before they ever knew each other.
So aside from the assessments, I think you've also implemented the talent network. Can you explain what that is?
Yes, I'm using it more and more and more and learning so much more about it. But with all of our healthcare source that we're using, we have the talent network. And so if a person is interested in Rush Memorial Hospital, just want us to know that they're interested, but they don't really want to send in an application just yet, they can join our talent network. It's super easy to do. They will go to our website, click on the careers tab. From there, they click employment opportunity and they go to the bottom of the page and they'll see in red, join our talent network. When you click there, it is just a quick snapshot of the applicant. So they can give us where they work, their history, their school history, where they're interested in working. And so it sits there. And so then, like literally this morning, I was looking for respiratory therapists. I was looking for paramedics. I was looking for MLTs. And I can go on that talent network, tell them what I'm looking for, give them some target words that a person would put in their information, and it will pull up all these people that along the way, maybe 2 years ago, said they were interested in Rush Memorial Hospital. And so I can correspond with them and say, hey, I just posted a position. I just literally this morning posted an occupational therapy assistant or aide and sent out a bunch of emails and told people, hey, you might want to look at our website. I just posted this OT assistant position right now. So it's super easy to do. It's totally different than an application. So if you're going to do the application, you're just going to go a little further down on the page, click search. You can see all of our application or all of our openings, and you can, whatever's of interest to you, you can apply right there and be sure to do the assessment with that. But the Join Our Talent Network's just quick. It just gets your information in for me to see, and I can correspond with you from there.
Another thing that I have a question about is I think one of the most irritating things about looking for a job is when you do turn in an application somewhere and you're just sitting at home waiting to hear whether or not you got the job and you never hear anything. So
yeah,
how do
I
you
agree.
Handle that at the hospital?
I agree. Because I am a recruiter and I'm dedicated to sourcing and I'm dedicated to building a rapport with people, I am the person that just probably sends a lot of emails. so I'm
good.
Not your normal person just because I want people to be interested. But with our system, there are emails that automatically go out. They're automatically generated. They go out. But I also can send emails to say, hey, you applied for this billing position, but we also have a customer service rep position. Would you be interested in that? And they can correspond back to me. I can move their application to be convenient for them. If we happen to close a position for whatever reason, whether we are canceling it for whatever reasons going on behind the scenes, or we fill the position, I correspond with all applicants there and let them know what's going on. I have also, if a position's open for a really long time, I might correspond and say, sorry, it's taking us so long, But your application is still on file, and we still have your application in process. So I just try to send little emails out. I'm able to, through the program, I can text. If an applicant says it's okay to text them, I can text them through the program. It's not my personal text, and it just comes generated to their email that they have applied under. So I just have various ways I can correspond, and I just try to take advantage of those as much as possible.
And you don't leave anybody hanging then.
I try not to. I'm okay. Not saying I never do, but I try very hard to not let that happen.
That's really important. Another thing that can be frustrating when people change jobs is if they get a job and it turns out not to be what they thought it was going to be, or they're expected to do something that they don't know how to do and they're not prepared for it. So how do you kind of prevent that from happening at the hospital?
Yes, that could be very frustrating, and we do so much try extremely hard not to let that happen. We encourage our leaders in their interviewing process, and anytime they correspond or talk to their incoming new hires, to not sugarcoat it. We're working in difficult situations sometimes, and maybe it's not always the perfect day on their floor. So you don't want to act like everything's rosy if it's not. And there are some pieces of all of our positions that are a little bit hard. So people want you to be honest, and being honest just builds good rapport down the road. We also encourage all of our leaders, I believe they all do this very nicely, but to have a mentor or have a go-to person. If a new hire has a question, they know who they can ask to help them along the way. And my personal philosophy is ask as much as you need to, till you know what you need to know, and just keep doing that until you're confident in what you do. And our leaders follow that. Our hiring leaders are excellent at that. So we have a 2-day orientation. So they get a lot of departments come in and out, tell them important things that they need to know, important pieces about Rush Memorial Hospital. And then from there, when they go to the floor, their first day, they eat with their leader or their team, and they get to see pieces of their team while they're not actually working. And so hopefully we're building just a good beginning for them. I always reach out to new hires and tell them I'm a great resource for them. I may not know their answer, but I do know how to find their answer. So I do that as well throughout at least their first year. I try to touch base with them off and on.
I remember going to you and asking you quite a few questions.
Yeah,
I like that though.
It's like keeps me on my toes too, so I know what people might need to know. So it's always nice to help people.
And what about, how are employees able to give feedback about their experience of working at the hospital?
So we have an employee engagement survey that we do every year. This employee engagement survey is very anonymous. It's done by an outside company. Our leaders do not know names. It's set up very much where it remains anonymous. Our leaders are able to look at that information, and the employee actually does have a voice. Their voice is heard, and our leaders make adjustments and make changes accordingly. A lot of our changes with adding an app to our system for all of our employees to use came from an engagement survey, and it came from the voice of the customer, the voice of our team saying, you know, we need better communication. And so they look at all of that. I remember at one time, evidently an engagement survey had a lot to do with benefits and medical insurance and things like that. And so that year we had several meetings with our CEO called huddles, and that they were dedicated totally to what is it you want, what is it you're needing, what is it we can give you for your benefits, for your medical and your insurance and things like that. Let us know today what it is that you need. Let's have this conversation. And so our employees' voices very much get heard through the employee engagement survey.
You've touched on a lot of points that employees are looking for when they are looking for a position. So thank you so much for coming today.
Thank you.
You can listen to past shows of To Your Health. Log on to rushmemorial.com and click on podcasts. Join us again next week for another visit with Rush Memorial Hospital. It's To Your Health, brought to you by Rush Memorial Hospital on Hometown Country 94.3 WIFE. The proceeding was a paid presentation. The views and opinions expressed do not necessarily reflect those of WIFE or Whitewater Broadcasting.